Next patient is Timothy Hamrick. That is Hamrick, Hamrick. Timothy, Timothy. Date of, let's see, date of birth is 1/16/66. Date of visit is 6/11/24. Please make copy for Jerry Leventhal. Leventhal, M.D. Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. Next paragraph. Dear Jerry, thank you for sending. Timothy Hamrick for primary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of RSV infection and shortness of breath. Next paragraph. History of illness. This is a 58-year-old male. Electrical lineman. Did develop an RSV infection in January this year, and was admitted to the Advent Hospital with ketoacidosis and uncontrolled diabetes. Can you add in that first sentence, a patient with a history of diabetes? Okay. Next sentence. The patient was treated with IV fluids, insulin, and also given antibiotics for possible sepsis, and was found to be positive for RSV. And he then gradually improved and was discharged satisfactorily. Later that month. Can you please mention it was not January, it was March of 24. Not January of 24, in March of 24. Next sentence. The patient states that he has been short of breath and has an occasional cough, but denies any chest pains, fevers, chills, denies headaches, blackouts, but has had some numbness of the extremities and weakness, and he did have some weight loss. And denied any nausea, vomiting, or leg swelling. Okay, period. Next paragraph. Allergies, no dry allergies. Next paragraph, habits. The patient does not smoke. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Past history includes history of biceps tendon repair on the right, history of hammer toe repair, and past history of hypertension, as well as diabetes for over 25 years. He has hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Med list included Nalapril, 2.5 milligrams daily. Farxiga, 10 milligrams a day. Janumet, 50-1000 milligrams BID. And Citalopram, 20 milligrams daily. Lorazepam, 0.5 milligrams HS, PRN. And Lovastatin, 40 milligrams a day. next physical exam. I'm sorry, system review. The patient has some fatigue, no weight loss. Fatigue and some weight loss, I'm sorry. And no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, but has hoarseness. He has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. He has no abdominal pains, but has heartburn, no diarrhea, constipation. He has jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. He has anxiety and depression. He has easy bruising, and he has muscle aches and joint pains. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This is a averagely built. Middle-aged white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, sign of the ictus or perfedema. No lymphadenopathy, blood pressure 120 over 60, pulse 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 180, saturation 91. HENA non-cephalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, nasal mucus injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung pills. Heart seems to regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions and noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. History of RSV infection and pneumonia. Number 2 is diabetes mellitus with ketoacidosis resolved. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4 is anxiety. And let's see. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. Next plan, the patient will get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. He will continue with the above mentioned medications. And follow-up chest CT will be done in 3 months. And follow-up visit will be arranged in 3 months. The patient will use a albuterol inhaler as needed. And physical therapy is helping him to mobilize his secretions. And then continuing his exercise program. A follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy from Jerry Leventhal, Leventhal, Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Jerry Leventhal, M-D. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.